Welcome to Limited Lexicon, the podcast where we play through text-based adventure games. I'm your host, KJ, and with me is...
John.
Andy.
I'll be playing the part of the computer by reading the text generated by the game. My co-host will feed me the commands as we try to get through today's adventure. Today, we will be continuing Zork from 1980 for DOS, developed by Infocom. Zork.exe. You charge, but the thief jumps nimbly aside. You parry a lightning thrust, and the thief salutes you with a grim nod.
Is there anything else aside from just attacking?
Again!
Your bloody axe misses the thief by an inch. The thief strikes at your wrist, and suddenly your grip is slippery with blood.
I guess we can keep trying.
Your stroke lands, but it was only the flat of the blade. The thief knocks you out. The thief, forgetting his essentially Gentile upbringing, cuts your throat. It appears that the last blow was too much for you. I'm afraid you are dead. You have died. Cyclops room. This room has an exit to the northwest and a staircase leading up. To the east wall, previously solid, now has a cyclops-sized opening in it.
And what is to the west, right? The west is open?
The east.
Or the east is open?
Yeah.
Do you want to try looking east before we go get the knife?
Strange passage. There is a long passage. To the west is one entrance. On the east, there is an old wooden door with a large opening in it, about cyclops-sized.
All right, let's keep going east.
Living room.
Oh,
we're back in the living room. Oh, what's in the living room? Maybe there's something there we could use.
There's a nasty knife.
Okay, nasty knife.
Knife taken.
Can you take us back?
So to go back, we go west, strange passage. West, cyclops room. And then I think it was up, right, to the treasure room?
Mm-hmm.
You hear the scream of anguish as you violate the robber's hideaway. Treasure room. There is a suspicious-looking individual holding a large bag leaning against one wall. He is armed with a deadly stiletto. The thief strikes like a snake. The resulting wound is serious.
Oh, my God.
Attack thief with knife?
The thief is struck on the arm. Blood begins to trickle down. The thief rams the haft of his blade into your stomach, leaving you out of breath.
Again.
You are still recovering from that last blow, so your attack is ineffective. The butt of his stiletto cracks you on the skull. You stagger back.
Yes, again.
You are still recovering from that last blow. Your attack is ineffective. A long theatrical slash. You catch it on your nasty knife, but the thief twists his knife, and the nasty knife goes flying. Fortunately, you still have a bloody axe.
Oh. Attack thief with axe.
I guess that works.
Slash. Your blow lands. That one hit an artery. It could be serious. You dodge as the thief comes in low.
Attack him again with the axe.
Your bloody axe crashes down, knocking the thief into dreamland.
Keep doing it. We're killing this guy.
The unarmed thief cannot defend himself.
Oh, man.
He dies.
Yes.
Almost as soon as the thief breathes his last breath, a cloud of sinister black fog envelopes him. Envelopes him?
Envelops.
Envelops. A cloud of sinister black fog envelops him, and when the fog lifts, the carcass has disappeared. As the thief dies, the power of his magic decreases, and his treasures reappear. A stiletto, a nasty knife, a jewel-encrusted egg with a golden clockwork canary, a crystal trident. The chalice is now safe to take.
Oh my God, let's get this.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Stiletto, taken. Nasty knife, taken. Jewel-encrusted egg, taken. Crystal trident. Your load is too heavy, especially in light of your condition. Chalice, your load is too heavy, especially in light of your condition.
Can we drop the knife and the axe?
Axe dropped. Knife dropped.
Can we take crystal trident?
Trident taken.
Take chalice.
Chalice taken.
All right, let's nice. Walk them back and then call it a night. How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
So we gotta go.
What's back?
Up.
Cyclops room. Strange passage. Living room.
We're in the living room. Where is the,
Do we even want to put away the trident?
I think so, right?
I mean, it's it is a thing, but I'm also...
Made out of crystal. It doesn't seem very robust.
Mm. I don't know. It could be like the crystal skulls.
You can always come back and get it, right?
Yep. Put chalice.
Chalice in case.
Place trident.
Trident in case.
Egg.
Egg in case.
Silver chalice.
You don't have the chalice.
Gosh darn it.
We already put it in.
Oh, did we?
There was the first thing.
Oh, sorry. Canary. Oh, it's inside the cake. Yeah. Okay, cool.
You don't have the golden clockwork canary.
So all right, that's good. We're only down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We're only down 7 treasures.
Yeah. Take egg.
Taken.
Cool. Take canary.
Taken. Canary in case. So, we now have a bunch of treasures. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of the 20 treasures, guys.
I think we have... Wait, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Ooh.
Where's the bag of coins?
Bag of coins is in the case.
Yeah. We have the jeweled egg.
Yeah, I have 12.
Well, and the ivory torch is in our hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The jewel
egg. Oh, yeah. So how many are in the case here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
11, yeah. And then the torch. So we have
12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
We have 7 left to go.
Okay. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And audience, that's why I'm on this side of the keyboard.
All right. We need the emerald, the pot of gold, the sapphire bracelet, the scarab, the jade figurine, the diamond.
Whoa, Andy! I think Andy went down back into the dungeon, guys. I think he might be lost for a while. No more Andy. But wait, oh, hey, Brian! Hey, Brian!
Hey, how you doing there?
Yeah, doing all right. We're on a Zork adventure. You coming along?
I'm coming.
All right. Here we
Packed
go.
Up and ready to go.
Here's the map.
It's really well drawn.
It's terribly drawn.
I am genuinely impressed with Johnny B's skills in this map.
Yeah.
I hate this map.
But I don't think that has to do with you. I think that has to do with the nature that was put in front of you, the nature of the game.
I did this to myself. Don't.
Well, audience, let us know on Twitter or whatever they call it how you think about Johnny B's map.
Whatever they call it. Tell us on Macedon what they think about this map.
Macedon. If you can figure out how to use Macedon.
Yeah, tell us on Blue Sky.
Ooh, you get a Blue Sky invite. Although by the time this goes out.
We need to figure out where to go. Where haven't we explored yet?
Screw it. Let's just go east.
Kitchen.
Let's exit through the window? I don't know. East? Is that what that
where
is?
Where are we?
Behind house.
Okay. Right behind the house. Let's go east.
Clearing.
Let's go south.
Forest.
Let's go climb the tree.
There is no tree here suitable for climbing.
Oh, no, the forest path. Oh, where are we? Oh, go east. I went the wrong way.
The rank undergrowth prevents eastward movement.
I don't know what to do.
So we're in forest path, right?
I thought we were in forest pass, but no, we're in forest. We were in clearing, now we're in forest.
Oh, because we went to A.
Yeah, I messed up.
Clearing, so then we have to go just down, right?
We went to forest somehow, so I don't know.
No, we were in clearing.
And then we went to, no, but we're in forest now, but maybe it's a different forest.
Okay, we're...
Go north.
We would be in M.
Clearing.
Okay, go south. There, we fixed it.
Forest.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anymore. Climb tree. We can't climb the tree, won't we?
There are no trees here suitable for climbing. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
All right. What can we do with the songbird? I don't know.
We're in the clearing beside the canyon view, right?
Yes.
Okay. Is the songbird in the clearing or in the other thing?
In the forest path.
Is in the forest path. Okay. So clearly we need something with the bird. Otherwise it wouldn't tell us about it.
Yeah.
And... what is something we could get from a bird?
An egg.
We already have the egg.
Is there anything about the bird that's interesting? Is it worth examining bird or not so much?
Can we examine the bird?
Can we go south? Because we're not even at the bird.
Forest.
Can we try climbing the tree one more time just to see something pop up?
There is no tree here suitable for climbing.
Examine bird? I don't know.
You can't see any songbird here.
All right.
Uh-oh. Where was the bird?
It was here. Go west.
Forest.
Can we go east again? I'm sorry.
Forest path.
I don't know what changed.
You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Ah.
Okay. So there's another forest block we're missing. Oh, yeah. No, it's not. It's right over there.
No, but it's weird. We'll fix it later.
Yeah, it doesn't
matter.
It's close enough to write for
government. Let's, let's examine bird.
You can't see any songbird here. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Oh. I don't know. Can we climb the tree? Now that we're at the forest path?
Up a tree. Beside you on the branch is a small bird's nest.
You kind of pop there if you want to say it again.
Should we, I don't know, Brian, should we inspect the nest?
Let's inspect, examine the nest, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The bird's nest is empty.
Okay, then what did we do? Did we get the egg?
We have the egg, but the egg is open, right?
No, it's a jeweled egg, or was that the same? I don't know. If we have to take the freaking golden canary, put it on the bird's nest, I swear to God.
Eat egg. No.
Was this a jeweled egg or is this something else?
Yeah, I think it was the jeweled egg.
But we got the golden canary from it.
We got the golden canary from the jeweled egg.
Yeah, the clockwork canary.
Should we put the... How would the clockwork canary help us here?
Because it's a bird's nest, so maybe we're supposed to put the canary in the bird's nest? It's like the hatching of the bird?
I'm willing to give it a try.
I don't know if that's right or not. I don't feel.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds absurd.
Well, you could you pick it up again after we put it?
Yeah,
Clockwork canary in nest.
Yeah, so we have to go back to our trophy case.
It's in the trophy. That's right. It's not in your okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, audience. We are fast passing back to the living room.
Do you want to take egg?
Well, no, I gotta get back to the living room. I gotta figure out how to
climb down.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah.
We're in the tree.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Brian, do you know about where the treasures are?
You're supposed to go south in Forest Path. So go west again. Go south.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brian, we keep all our treasures in the living room.
In the living room.
So that when we have company, they can look at us as we play charades.
Yeah.
Well, you guys killed a thief, right? So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Right. Living room.
Take, should we take both the egg and the canary?
Yeah, that's actually smart. Yeah, let's do that. That's actually smart, Johnny.
Thank you. All right, it's the first time for everything.
Egg taken. Canary taken.
All right. Go east.
Kitchen.
Go east.
Behind house.
Go south?
South of house.
I don't know anymore. Go north.
No, you want to go east.
Go east, right? East?
No, because east was north.
Behind west. House. Oh. Kitchen.
Go east.
Behind house.
Go east.
Clearing.
Whatever. Go south.
Forest.
Oh, go south. Go east.
The rank undergrowth prevents eastward movement.
Go west.
Forest.
Go west again.
You would need a machete to go further west. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Go north.
Clearing.
Go south. What happened to this map?
Forest path.
What happened? Is there two clearings? Is that what's happening here?
I think there's a connection between forest and clearing.
There's like two clearings, I think.
So we're in the forest path, regardless. Should we climb the tree?
Climb tree.
Up a tree. Beside you on the branch is a small bird's nest. You hear in the distance the chirping of a songbird.
Let's put the canary in nest.
Canary's in the nest.
Good work, Brian.
All right.
Yay.
I don't know if this is gonna
be you're a Zork friend now.
Songbird looks at me like there's something wrong with us.
Do we want to put the egg in the nest?
Just I don't know.
dumb stuff in this nest.
Place egg in nest. I don't know.
This would be a good place to hide everything. It doesn't seem like anybody's going up there.
Egg in nest.
Okay, so what can we do with this canary to
break canary with egg?
No.
No, don't break anything.
Sing, shout.
Well, what? Let's get Zork commands up.
Is it shout?
I have them here, but you know.
What do you want to break the canary with?
No.
Wind canary?
Oh, that would make sense.
The canary chirps slightly off key. An aria from, what is that?
Aria.
An aria from a forgotten opera. From out of the greenery flies a lovely songbird. It perches on a limb just over your head and opens its beak to sing. As it does, so a beautiful brass bauble drops from its mouth, bounces off the top of your head, and lands glimmering in the grass. As the canary winds down, the songbird flies away.
Hey, canary, take egg, get the heck out.
Canary taken, egg taken.
Go down.
Brass bauble?
Bauble taken.
And that takes care of that.
All right. Is Bobble a treasure?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. There's a
one less treasure.
There's a treasure in our bird.
There it is.
What's a Bobble?
It's like a doohickey.
He's absolutely right.
Tom, do you have a Bobble?
I thought a Bobble was like a toy.
It's just like a trinket.
Is that a game? Yeah. Bobble?
Like it's like something that stays upright, I thought.
Oh, like Peebles? Like Weeble Wobbles, but they don't fall down?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I think maybe I'm inventing that. I think it is just like
it's weighted a certain way.
Yes, yeah. Tom, I think you're right. Small, showy trinket or decoration.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So you might have a Bobble.
Oh, yeah, I got a lot of Bobble.
All right, go south.
North of house.
Go east.
Behind house.
West, apparently, because that also works.
Kitchen.
Go west again.
Living room.
Let's put everything in that freaking collection of treasures.
Egg in case. Canary in case. Bobble in case.
So now we only need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more.
Wow.
Oh, right.
Man, look at that. My first 20 minutes, we get a...
yeah, mine is good luck.
Treasure.
If we find Andy down there, we'll have to let him know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm so happy you joined us and convinced the bird to vomit on us.
Good luck. Oh, no, that's not. That's something else a bird does.
Yes, yeah. I don't think a bobble would come out of that.
No. Been there, done that. No bobbles.
I'm impressed the bird can still fly.
Yeah, that's true. That's a big bird.
Right?
No, that's Sesame Street.
An African swallow.
Ooh, carrying a stiletto, a torch.
But Tom, they're non-migrational.
Oh, that's a good point. Well, it's not migrating, right?
Is it African or European?
Where did it get the bobble?
I think it's African. It's not migrating.
Well, I guess we don't know where we are. But if it's not migrating, then that would mean we're in Africa.
West of Rains.
Yeah, I guess that's where it takes place.
Africa.
It's a...
bless the rains.
That's about it. It's what went through my head.
All right, go down. Let's get back. Let's get back on track.
Cellar.
Where do you want to go?
Well, what are things we have to do?
We have to, I think, get the screwdriver from the reservoir.
We should do the dam, right?
Sure.
We haven't. I don't think we've covered everything.
I think we have to get to the dam, but I think we need the screwdriver.
To do it. Okay.
Yeah. And also, I think it's on the way anyway. Kind of. It's all roundabout, but like we might go into the slide room or the cave or the mirror room. I remember we did have to do something for the mirror room. So, troll room? North?
Troll room.
East?
East-west passage.
North?
Favorite room. Chasm.
Chasm. Northeast.
Reservoir south.
North?
North.
Yeah. Reservoir. There is a sword here. There is a screwdriver here.
I don't think we need the sword. I think we just need the screwdriver.
I don't know. What do you think, Brian? Should we take both or?
We have a stiletto, so I don't really think we need it.
Is the inventory limited?
Yes. It is. Quite. Very much so.
So we have to drop stiletto or? Drop torch? No, great. We're not dropping the torch.
We're not that far yet, but like it's a thing to consider when we're picking up more stuff. Like, do we need to pick up more stuff?
Gotcha.
Screwdriver taken.
Yeah, we'll take the screwdriver, and I think we'll leave it there.
Shall we go to the dam and open that dam?
Let's go north.
Reservoir north.
North again.
Atlantis room.
Let's go up.
Cave.
Is there something here? Is there just more paths here, I guess?
Should we experiment? Because west takes us to the twisting passage.
Yeah. Let's try going north.
Or
east, sorry.
You can't go that way.
Okay.
Mirror room.
Oh, God.
Wait, which, way, even... which way led to mirror room?
North.
North led to...
I don't even know where to connect. Is this the same mirror? Is this a different mirror room? Only God knows.
God and KJ, but I repeat myself.
Am I in good company? Are you?
God. Yes, that is Tom. Quite a line you have to draw, Johnny B.
It's a straight line. Let me see if I can just do like... Eh. All right, it's a little better. Yeah.
Oh wait, which mirror room are we?
There's a mirror room A and there's a mirror room B. I understand the concern. That would have terrified me.
Oh, I was looking at the other mirror room. I'm like, oh yeah, we're going.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, I see it down there in the middle of
Yeah.
Who knows where? No, that would have been a node.
Okay, so now we're in mirror room A.
I think it's A. It better be A.
Now, all the rooms that you guys, the ones that you've already explored or gone to, have you already examined and looked around or whatever the command would be for that?
It's mirror rooms are kind of tricky. I'm not 100% sure. And we've done a lot of them, but that's not necessarily done all of them.
Back is forward and forward's back and left is right, right is left kind of deal? Or?
You know what? That sounds more correct than anything I could have said.
Let's actually take that advice into consideration. Should we start exploring this mirror room?
Yeah, let's try going north to see if we go to the cold passage.
Cold passage.
Okay, well, good news. It's the same mirror room.
Yep.
Can we go south?
Mirror room.
All right, can we go east?
Cave.
Okay, well, that's a good news.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not as bad as I thought it was. Maybe I think it was more weird.
That makes sense then.
Cool. Yeah. Go north again?
Mirror room.
Go west?
Twisting passage.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
Go north?
Mirror room.
Go up?
You can't go that way.
Go down?
You can't go that way.
Go south?
You can't go that way.
Well, good news, we're done with the mirror room.
No.
Can we look at our reflection?
Yeah, look at mirror. Examine the mirror.
Yeah.
There is an ugly person staring back at you.
Wow.
Wow. That's a great one. That's a great one.
Self-esteem.
It reminds me of, I think it was like The Hobbit or one of the games where it's just like, if you turn the disc over, you'll see an ugly person and it's just a reflection.
Should we try breaking the mirror?
What do you want to break the mirror with?
Break mirror with stiletto.
I need spelling on that one.
That's a good
point. You have broken the mirror. I hope you have a 7-year supply of good luck, Andy.
Limited Lexicon with Nick, KJ Tom, and mostly Johnny B. You can rate and review this show anywhere podcasts are available. For those viewing in YouTube land, if you haven't already, please like this video. Subscribe to the Talking Studios channel for all our exciting content, and follow us on Twitter at Talking Studios. Check out other shows by Talking Studios, including Talking Pictures Trivia, where we explore movies through trivia, Keep Making Movies, where we explore micro-budget films, and Get the Point, where we slowly reveal a movie poster and try to guess which movie poster it is. Got a question for us? Call the Talking Studios hotline at 201-467-8679 and leave a message. It may be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Limited Lexicon wherever fine podcasts are found.
Wow, Talking Studios,